Good morning. Good morning. There we go. It's so good to, thank you so much. It's so good to have all of you here today. Jesus, in our story for today, he goes home. And you'd think that would be a really cool thing. Jesus goes home and he's there with his brothers and sisters. Did you know he had brothers and sisters? Didn't we go over this? Hunter wants to know whether we've been over this. Yes. Every 3 years, we do the same thing. Over and over and over again. We're making a habit of it. Yeah, Jesus had brothers and sisters. But when he was there, he was telling them all about God. And you know what they said? Exactly. Exactly. They were like, what are you talking about? You're just little Jesus. I remember when you were in diapers. Seriously, I remember when you were in diapers and you used to run around hitting other kids with sticks. I remember. And now we're supposed to listen to you talk about God? They were, yes! I have a place saved in seminary for you, by the way. That's the deal. Well, what made the difference for Jesus? How come Jesus could do all the things that Jesus did? Do you have any idea? Could it have been because Jesus was God? Could it be that Jesus had something that all of you also have? And hardly ever talk about?
Well, that's something to start about.
A big bruise on your forehead? What's amazing is she doesn't even cry. She's like, falls, cracks her head open, no problem. What we have, we've been given a gift. Every one of us has been given a gift. We just sang about it in a hymn. It's called the Holy Spirit. Ever heard of it? Never heard of the Holy Spirit? Pastor Don would say you must be Lutheran. Because we only talk about Jesus. But no, the Holy Spirit. So that's what I want to talk about today. The gift of the Holy Spirit. I thought, how? You ever seen it? You ever seen the Holy Spirit? Bob, have you ever seen the Holy Spirit? Where's Bob? Good Lutheran answer. The first part. This. That's how most of us think about the Holy Spirit. We don't know what to think about it. So I got to thinking, what might the Holy Spirit be like? Well, God gives the disciples the Holy Spirit and something happens. They get sent out. They start to move. So I got to thinking, one of the ways that we know about the Holy Spirit is through something called the Ruach. I've talked to you about that before. It's the Ruach of God. Now, so what I was thinking was, when we're wanting to always just stay where we are and not move around too much and not think too much about God and maybe just do what we want to do, God moves us. Works every time. God moves us with God's Holy Spirit. And sometimes, you know, can you see what's making that move? Any idea? Look at it. What do you think's making that move?
Remote control.
Modern kid. Well, one of the ways we talk about the Holy Spirit is on Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came as a great wind And God's people moved. And I think in the same way, this floor is going to be really clean by the time I'm done. I think God also moves us with God's Spirit. We're not always sure exactly where it's coming from or what it looks like. But sometimes I feel like I'm moved to love, and sometimes I'm moved to be kind, and sometimes I'm moved to do things that I wouldn't otherwise do because the Holy Spirit is in me and in you and in all of us. That's how I feel. It's the great gift that God gives every one of you that helps us to move. So when you go out of this place today, I want you to think about how God is moving all of us toward love and joy and peace. And we're not always sure why, but I think it might be the Holy Spirit. So thank you all, and I want you to think about how the Holy Spirit is moving you. Thanks. You guys can go back to your places.